When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what happens when two sets of brothers are on a show. This is going to be great. Welcome to Raiders of the Lost Podcast. We're going to segue in from there. We're going to do an 824 draft with Blake's Takes. We got Blake and Garrett in the studio right now.
What's up, boys?
Terrific podcast. What's up? How you guys doing?
Thank you for having us, guys. We're doing good.
We've been friends of yours on social media and TikTok for a while now.
Yeah, no, it's actually great to be here because you guys are literally one of the first Film Talk people that I followed on TikTok.
Yes. Nice.
So, OGs.
Look at that. Full circle. Here in California, it's amazing to be here with my co-host and brother Garrett. We got the brother v. brother
showdown
right now.
The new empire.
Yeah, but we're going to do a movie draft on A24 films, and we're mixing it up. So me and Garrett are going to be on a team, and Anthony and Blake are going to be on a team.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to see how this dynamic works out.
We actually based it on we're all wearing hats, but Blake and I have our frontward-facing caps, and you guys have backward caps on. So we were like, those are the teams.
I guess we know who the cooler guys are.
Exactly.
Backwards hat.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, just wearing a backwards hat doesn't mean you're cool.
I think it's a lot.
Yeah, because we get to show off.
We break the rules.
Well,
we wear a backwards
hat.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of a red flag. I don't know.
Is it really?
Yeah,
for what?
It's kind of a red flag.
For who? For just, dating?
Yeah.
Or just a human?
Just red flag.
Backwards hats. I've got a lot of compliments about wearing a black.
Like, what compliment did you get? Name one compliment.
Name one compliment? Yeah. Like, I would fuck the shit out of you if you keep wearing that backwards
so
hat.
You know, I agree. I get that all the time.
See, it's funny, though,
because look, you two got the backwards snapback hats.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. And I don't wear snapbacks. They don't look good on me.
I don't wear snapbacks either.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They don't look good on me.
Snapbacks look best backwards.
They do. They do.
They do.
That's what they're made for, basically.
It's like, oh, what's that hat? It's a mystery.
It's just cool. It's cool. You just—they don't get it.
I feel like they don't, but I feel like everybody looks at a backwards hat and they're like, "That's a frat guy."
It's 100%
exactly
true. Like red flag.
It's all you got. Like this little window into the top of your head. It's kind of awkward looking.
A window?
Yeah, it's just a little window.
Hey,
revealing your hair.
Well, that's because I'm not afraid to show off my hairline. Blake is.
Whoa!
Whoa! Love blows.
This is what you get when you have brothers on.
Oh my god! Love blows immediately. I love it.
Jeez.
But I will say we're all handsome devils, so at least we got that.
I think so. Yeah. I think this is a handsome,
good-looking
episode
right here.
I think we're all falling in love. We should not stay in this room too long.
You guys want to get a drink after?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
We don't need a drink. What are you talking about? I see those short shorts. But anyways, we're doing an A24 draft, everybody, and we're going to pick, what is it, 12 movies per team?
Yes.
And it's going to be a lot of fun, and obviously Garrett and I are going to decimate.
Yeah, right.
And clean up shop. Our team name is called Pearls Pitchforks.
And we are the Swiss Army Men.
We are.
Should have heard their first name. It was a pretty bad one. So bad we probably can't say it on air.
We preemptively stopped it before we were canceled.
Yeah.
Would not have gone well.
But, you know, a movie draft, in case anyone doesn't know, works as any fantasy draft. And if you've never heard of fantasy draft before, basically we just go one at a time. Are we going to do a swing pick or are we just going to go one, back and forth?
Back and forth. There's two people.
Yeah.
There's only two
parties. No swings?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll go back and forth.
Yeah, what do you guys... Because people sometimes give us shit about the way we do drafts. We're like, oh, they're supposed to go after... He picks it last, so...
Because...
But I'm like,
just
why,
two, with just two,
with just two parties, I'm not sure.
Just go back and forth.
I think back and forth is perfect. Yeah.
Also, I feel like that's the most fair way to do it.
Yeah, with the only two people, two teams involved, just back and forth. Yeah.
All right. Fuck it. We'll go back and forth. No swing picks. Anthony, do you want to flip the coin to see who goes first?
We have the Jurassic Park Dino DNA coin. Now, what side would you guys like to pick?
You're the guest, man. Do you want the DNA? Or if Anthony can find it, do you want the DNA or do you want the logo?
I think I'm going to go with the classic logo, honestly.
The classic logo, if Anthony can find it, will be our side of the coin. And you guys are the DNA. That's us.
We'll flip it. It is Dino DNA, motherfuckers. Motherfucker.
Let's go.
All right, well, kick it off, Anthony. And Blake, what is your first pick going to be?
So there's a bunch of great picks we can go with. I think that... We should either go with Hereditary or Everything Ever All at Once.
So, first pick.
I'd say Hereditary is the way to go.
Hereditary, really? I like Moonlight.
Ooh.
Moonlight's great, too.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I don't know.
They're going to drop the ball on this.
They're both fucking awesome.
Okay. Yeah, right?
I say, you want to flip on it?
Okay, I think that's okay. A good idea.
What are you going?
Okay,
with?
I'll go Moonlight with Dino DNA.
Dino DNA. It is Jurassic Park. So okay. We're going to go with Hereditary for okay. Our first pick.
That works, that works.
Hereditary for the first pick. All right, pretty good, boys. Pretty good.
Not bad. Not
the best, envious.
Though. I feel like we should go for a best picture one here with our first pick. What do you think?
All right. To be honest, I was liking what he was saying with Moonlight.
With Moonlight? That's what I mean, best picture.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're going to take Moonlight with our first pick of the draft.
Moonlight.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer for us. The best picture winner.
Wow.
Not the only one here, but I think it's probably A24's best movie. What do you think about it?
I honestly, it's been a while since I've seen that one, but and I definitely need to give it a good rewatch. Mm-hmm. But
so you've never seen it?
No. Don't call him out, Anthony.
Just kidding.
These are our guests. Treat them with respect.
Nah, but that's definitely a hard time and like a very different culture. I feel like they never addressed that issue in that environment before, so I thought that was very different that they tried to tackle that. Oh my god.
Well, anyways, we took the better pick.
Okay. Either way, day, yeah,
it's a terrific movie.
It is an amazing movie.
Mahershala Ali's the goat.
He's really good at that.
Just
beautiful cinematography in that movie too.
Yeah, it's really, really gorgeous. Good.
Lighting's amazing as
everything.
Barry Jenkins, he did a phenomenal job. I'm surprised he didn't win Best Director. Damien Chazelle won it for La La Land, but I do think that Barry was deserving of that.
Oh, yeah, that was the La La Land year.
That was the whole scandal.
The fiasco,
yep.
Whew, that's why they gotta stop letting old guys read Best Picture. Just like, give us someone.
Al Pacino.
Oppenheimer.
My eyes see Oppenheimer.
Here it is.
It took them like 10 seconds, like, oh, we. Okay,
they didn't
so
even
we
know,
won?
They didn't, yeah. It, took, it was the delayed music playing. And we were like, I guess that's it. That's, all right.
But dude, what do you expect? It's Al Pacino. He's going to be Al Pacino up there.
I think maybe they just had like the music set for like Al Pacino to talk for a few seconds. Yeah. He just went up and like, hey, guys, it's Oppenheimer.
After the fact that they weren't presenting all the other films because they did each one during the ceremony.
Right, yeah. But it felt weird.
But it still was like an underwhelming reveal.
I was like,
especially for a movie like Oppenheimer.
Yeah. And especially when you're going to do that for every other category, but not the main one. Like it did feel very odd. I get that there's a lot of movies nominated for that category.
Yeah.
But yeah, it felt like something was missing.
Yeah. They should have just someone youthful. Do it next time.
Youthful. Sure. Capable. He's just old as fuck.
And also, it looked like they just took Warren Beatty out of his nursing home last year.
The Moonlight. All right, let's move on to the second round, though.
Yes. Okay.
But I got to say, Hereditary, I'm happy we got because it's a landmark horror film this century.
Oh, for sure.
Okay,
for sure.
It is true.
Hereditary is excellent.
Now.
Ooh, but there's a few.
There's another Best Picture winner here that I think we should try a snag, and that's Everything Everywhere All at Once. What do you think about that? How you feeling?
You know what? Since they got a Best Picture winner, let's go ahead and snag that.
Copycats.
I know.
I think we gotta pick these Best Picture winners. We're gonna catch some sleepers in the late rounds.
So is that what you guys are doing?
Yeah.
Everything Everywhere All at Once. Way to just ride on our coattails, guys.
How is that copying you?
Because we picked a Best Picture winner. You're like, oh, we better pick a Best Picture winner.
I was already gonna pick that. I contemplated picking it for the first pick, but I knew you wouldn't pick it first. You suspect.
Suspect. We're suspect for choosing Moonlight?
Yeah. Wow. Suspect. You're a suspect, just in general.
But Everything Everywhere All at Once, fantastic film. And it's going to be one of the most loved films from A24 as time goes on.
Crazy glad we how got much it. That swept that year, too.
Yeah, seven awards, I think, right?
Seven awards, Oscars. I believe.
Insane.
I wish Stephanie Hsu won.
Oh, my God. Fucking Jamie Lee Curtis is the weirdest win I've ever seen in my life.
It was a weird win. Such a weird win.
That one was more like, she just needs it at this point. Let's just give it to her.
She needs it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, Garrett.
Awkward.
We got a lot of movies to choose from for our second pick. What's calling you? What are you thinking?
It's calling me.
Yeah.
What does call you?
I'm looking at The Witch right
now. I'm looking at The Witch myself.
Damn it, they better not, man.
The Witch is
excellent. A lot of my picks are just going to be ones I know are going to piss off Blake.
I say, let's get The Witch. Want to take The Witch with our second pick?
Oh, yeah.
All right, lock it in.
Wow, copying us with a horror movie. Wow.
They're all horror movies almost.
Copying us with a horror.
What do you mean?
They did Hereditary.
Unoriginal.
80% of A24 movies are horror movies.
How unoriginal.
See, now now they're copying us saying that we're copying them.
Yeah.
We're just talk about being unoriginal.
You guys started it. We're just trendsetters.
We're trendsetters, and you guys are just copying us.
Pretty soon, they're going to be wearing those
backwards hats.
All those hats are going to be flipped around by the end of this episode.
By the way, we are all wearing great graphic tees, by the way.
We are.
Absolutely.
We got Godzilla tee over there. We got Lost Boys. We got great Arrakis Dune tee. And then I got the Fall Guy tee. So We're just sporting some great tees. Mm-hmm. Thumbs up, everyone.
My Arrakis.
Way to go.
My Arrakis. My dude.
All right. Two rounds up.
So Swiss Army men are up. What are we going to take? What are you feeling? I think we got Ex Machina's up there.
Yes.
Under the Skin's great. Good Time's great. Midsummer's great. Mm. Still a lot of good picks
there. There really is. I really love the Florida Project, too.
Florida Project's awesome, yeah. too. I'm not sure that they're at risk of taking it anytime soon, though. You know what I mean?
Right. I know.
The Florida Project.
I think that's something we can keep close to our vest for the time being.
Oh, he's going to keep it with Gainesville, bro.
Gainesville.
Bring it home.
Mm. What else catches your eye, man?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, their name is Pearl's Pitchforks. I do love Pearl. Now, I know that's not one that we can, you know, we could probably snag that on the back burner as well.
Yeah. So you think.
So we ooh.
Whoa.
So you gotta see how they think.
Well, I love Pearl.
I love Pearl.
Yeah.
I would say
either Ex Machina, yes, Pearl, yes, or Killing a Sacred Deer. I think Ex Machina in terms of sci-fi movies, yeah, is just up there.
You know what? I think let's go Ex Machina.
Fuck yeah, bro. Yeah. Let's do it. Ex Machina. Oh, I knew that was going to piss him off. I knew it was going to piss him off.
100% looking at that one.
That's legit like my favorite A24 movie.
Let's go.
Why'd you take it first, man?
It's a sleeper.
He tried
it. Ex Machina is not a sleeper.
No, you can't take that with your first pick.
See, why not?
Because it's not. You got this Moonlight and Everything Everywhere All at Once in Hereditary are the top three A24 movies. Objectively.
So you're saying you're jealous of our team.
I'm just saying objectively. I can insert objectivity into my life.
Sounds like
you're all about bias. I can recognize that Ex Machina is not a great first pick.
You got to think about this, though. It's not a sleeper if your brother knows
true
that you think it's a sleeper because he's going to come at him.
We got him, bro. We got him.
Fuck.
All right, Swiss Army men.
All right.
They've picked their third pick, and it's up for Pearl's Pitchforks to come up with the third pick to
I don't know how you feel about this. I'm thinking Midsummer.
Okay.
Or Good Time. I think those two are excellent. Ooh. That are well-loved. At least, maybe Midsummer, because they got Hereditary, maybe snag an Ari Aster film.
All right.
But also, Uncut Gems is excellent.
Uncut Gems.
Honestly, that one did get a lot of good critical reviews, but I'm not going to lie, that movie gave me a freaking headache.
It's supposed to give you anxiety.
It's a stressful movie.
Yeah. You guys, are you going to see it in IMAX when it comes out? I'm definitely gonna
go back and see Ex Machina on IMAX.
Yeah, for Ex Machina, Uncut Gems. What's the other one they're doing? Hereditary. Oh my
Hereditary.
God.
Oh, gotta amazing. See Hereditary on IMAX.
Hell fucking yes. Yeah. Hell yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking
you guys should go with The Bling Ring.
Maybe Midsummer. What do you think?
I'll agree with you.
I think it's insanely popular and really good.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take Midsummer as our third pick.
Midsummer has been taken by Pearl's Pitchforks.
You know what? I think that's fine for us.
Confident over there. Well, again, if you want to vote on who has the best team between
yes
us.
How about you tell
on
our fans?
Spotify, we'll have a poll up there, and you fans and listeners can vote who has the best team in this draft.
We are not allowed to vote. No one in this room is allowed to vote. Just saying.
No burner accounts.
Just saying.
Cool. No one's allowed to vote in this room. But everyone else can vote.
Yes.
And again.
Indeed.
James and Garrett. Pearl's Pitchforks. Just saying. Just throwing us out there.
Yeah.
It's a good name. I'm not going to lie. I'll give it
pretty
to you.
Pretty good team so far. You know. Pretty good team.
Better team name.
I think it's very even. I think we got some very even picks right now.
Yes, some good teams right here. All right, next up, Swiss Army Men. We have our fourth pick. Now, there's some great films still available.
Yeah.
Killing of the Sacred Deer, Eighth Grade's great, Under the Skin, Good Time, The Lobster, The Lighthouse.
The Lobster Kid.
Florida Project, Pearl.
I think you guys should take It Comes at Night, just saying.
Don't listen to him.
Yeah, don't listen to him. I mean, I liked your Pearl pick earlier.
You like it?
I love Pearl.
I love that soon-to-be trilogy. I absolutely can't wait for Maxine. Mm-hmm. You know, love the different styles of each horror film as well.
Yeah.
Pearl feels like a horror Wizard of Oz movie.
Fuck yeah. It's so fun. Great tone.
Is. Yeah.
Great gore. Mia Goth. Mia Goth gives one of the best performances on this entire list of all the actors.
Oh, 100%.
100%.
If not absolutely the best, honestly.
She's amazing.
Her and Toni Collette.
That ending scene where she's just looking at the camera. Oh my God. That
for like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Crying.
Dude,
she's a star.
In her uncut monologue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a star. Yeah.
She's a star. She is a star. You know what?
Let's do it.
Let's just do it.
Let's fucking go, man.
Let's go.
Pearl.
We're going to take Pearl from Pearl's Pitchforks.
Hey, you got Superman in there now.
Hell yeah, bro.
The new Superman.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He's in that movie.
He is.
Dang, I know it's
poor guy.
He gets
that
freaked
death
out.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Jeez.
She's just like, I'm not staying on this farm.
Oh my God.
It's a frightening movie.
His face. Oh my God. All right, we got Pearl. All right. What's Pearl's Pitchforks going to go? You didn't get your namesake.
It's okay.
Is it though? Is it though?
Yeah, it's fine. It's just a name.
I'm not going to lie. That one kind of
hurts. See?
Yeah, it hurts. All right. What are you thinking now? We got lots to choose from.
I know. And, you know, even though it's like kind of down there, you know, they got Pearl, like X, just something in that franchise. However, I feel like we might be able to push that off unless they want to go for the.
I feel like they're not going to take X for their next pick.
Probably not. I feel...
Because, I mean, Lady Bird's still up there. Lady Bird's awesome.
Yeah.
I also think Good Time is excellent. So Good Time's a great pick. Under the Skin's really, really good, but I feel like not many people have seen it, so it wouldn't maybe be a great pick for our draft.
Agreed.
If that makes sense. But I'm
if we're appealing to the masses here, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm thinking Lady Bird, Good Time, or possibly... What else do we have here?
Florida Project?
Florida Project's good, but I feel like I feel like that can get taken later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You want to get it?
Nah, it's all right. We can let it go. I'm going to trust your judgment.
Also, The Lobster's on here, too.
Oh, yeah.
The Lobster's really, really, really good.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah. I'm leaning Lady Bird, Good Time. What do you think? What are you leaning towards? Good Time?
I'm liking Good
Time. Fuck yeah, let's do it. We're going to take Good Time with our fourth pick.
Good Time. You also copied our fist bump technique.
You're the first people ever fist bump?
Yep.
You think that's the most beloved Robert Pattinson movie? Well, before the Batman?
Beloved? Dude. Or
As in cherished, you know?
Yeah. Twilight's way more beloved.
Yeah. Well, like, okay. I get what you're saying with his acting ability.
Right.
But.
Independent film-wise.
If we're talking beloved, though, that is 100% Twilight.
Yeah. There are people with Edward Cullen tattoos on their face.
Right. They write fan fiction about that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think.
But since Twilight, he doesn't even like the Twilight movies, though, I feel like.
Paid the bills.
Ooh. Oh, that's for sure.
Oh, Robert yeah.
Robert him Pass. And Kristen definitely don't like the Twilight movies.
No, they like the paychecks they got.
They made
like,
100 mil off those. Yeah.
Do you guys like the Twilight movies?
I don't know if I like it or not. It's just one of those movies that I can't decide if I like it or not.
Yeah.
I think it's just a kind of a good time, you know?
Yeah. Parts of it I enjoy, right. But then other parts are just so cringe. But I did part of the charm.
I did a marathon of them in January and one day. Mm-hmm. And not gonna lie, it wasn't as awful as I was expecting.
What's your favorite one?
My favorite one is I don't know, remember the names of them, but it was number 3.
Yes.
Eclipse.
The best one. I have not seen them all.
It's a great film.
Eclipse is the best one.
Yes.
But
second one's awful. Second one's the worst one.
Jacob
just acting like a red flag left and right.
It's literally just Bella awful. Being depressed the whole time.
Oh my God, Bella's the worst lead character I've ever seen in a franchise.
Bella,
she's awful.
So problematic, I swear.
She doesn't do anything. She's just like, people are fighting about her and for her, and I'm like, why are they fighting for her? She just stands around and just complains all day. I don't get it. I don't see it. What are we doing?
And even in Eclipse, I think I hated her more than any other character.
That's when the love triangle was the strongest.
Yes. What's great? No, I know. Yeah. I'm like, would you quit teasing my man Jacob?
Yeah.
Like, you know you're not going to be with him, but you're still like leading him on. Yeah. Like, I swear.
I'm still Team Edward, though.
Team Edward. Always. Yeah. All days.
God, but she kept that guy on a leash for so long.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. He was, and then he ended up like sleeping with her daughter.
Yeah.
He connected with, he imprinted on her daughter when she was a baby.
Yep.
And then she like saw the future, I forget her name, she saw the future of everybody being together.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's still kind of weird. Still kind of weird.
Like
at
the end when they're like sitting by the fireplace and him and Jacob sitting next to like the toddler girl that he's going to end up marrying.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is this? So weird.
I think that one has the best score too.
Yeah,
Alexander
Desplat.
Which makes sense because it is how,
Desplat. James is like, what the fuck is going on?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I really don't.
We're having a Twilight moment over here.
I like it. I'm enjoying listening.
Anyway, let's get back into A24. Yeah. Since we're a third of the way through. Let's go over the teams that we have so far.
Do a recap, Anthony. Please.
So, Swiss Army Men, myself and Blake, we have picked Hereditary, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Ex Machina, and Pearl. What a fucking banging
That's
list.
Solid.
Pretty good team, pretty good
That's
team.
That's solid.
Dang. James and Garrett, Pearl's Pitchforks have picked Moonlight, The Witch, Midsummer, and Good Time.
That's pretty solid, too.
Very
pretty
good team.
Solid.
Excellent team.
Really good teams, guys.
I'm loving what I'm seeing.
Really good teams.
I think the one that hurts the most might be the Witch take.
Yeah, I love the Witch. Witch is good.
Honestly, I was really hoping we could get Ex Machina.
I like Midsummer. I wanted Midsummer.
I wanted Ex Machina so bad.
All right, let's go into number five, fifth round, guys. Right. So, lots of great movies left. Lady Bird, Killing a Sacred Deer, Eighth Grade, Under the Skin, The Lighthouse, The Lobster, Florida Project. Bunch of great films to pick from. What are you feeling? What's catching your fancy, man?
I think we might go ahead and snag the killing of a sacred deer.
Let's fucking go. Yeah, that was my pick, man. Good. You don't even have to talk about it anymore. I was hoping you'd say that.
Let's go.
Colin Farrell so suits Yorgos Lanthimos' style and tone. Mm-hmm. And they did that movie and The Lobster together, and they're just fantastic as a pairing. And then Emma Stone's become his new muse. Mm-hmm. But I love The Killing of the Sacred Deer. It was also the first thing I ever saw Barry Keoghan in.
Yeah.
And I was like, when I watched that film, I was like, who is this guy? Yeah. He's fucking incredible. And now he's blown up, so I'm so happy that he's reached the huge success that his talent was deserving of.
Yep. And I feel like Colin Farrell, and I know he's been in the industry a long time, but I feel like a lot of these actors are having a great, you know, I don't want to say really back nine, but I would, you know, back half of their career, Colin Farrell, like Brad Pitt. I feel like this last decade, they have really got some bangers under the belt.
Yeah, I feel like Brad never really left, because even the mid-2000s, he was still killing it. You know, he did Inglourious Basterds, and he did Moneyball. Moneyball. So he's always been there, but Colin Farrell for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the last 10 years, he's been incredible, but specifically with Yorgos Lanthimos,
he's just
resurging
the choices he's making is what it is.
Yeah.
Doing great indie projects, and now he's the freaking Penguin. He's killing it. Yep. He's doing awesome.
Such a great actor, and I love Colin Farrell. I think he's a really interesting actor.
Everyone loves that guy. Yeah. I liked him even when he was Bullseye, and that character.
Bullseye was fun.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
I feel like people, if I'm wrong, I feel like people used to give him shit back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
People
used to give him shit a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he had a.
Especially Family Guy.
Yeah.
He blew up in the 2000s, and then he just like kind of dipped in terms of the quality of his films. And then he was kind of getting made fun of, kind of like Keanu had a similar trajectory. And then Keanu did John Wick and rejuvenated his career. And then Colin Farrell working with Yorgos as well as Martin McDonagh, who did In Bruges, and then Seven Psychopaths, really adding new life to his career and making him be like, you know what, let me work on these more interesting projects and do films that way as opposed to just making a paycheck. Yeah. And he said that. He said he would go for the paycheck.
Hey, I mean, you know how much insurance costs on three houses?
I couldn't even imagine.
Gotta get that generational wealth. All right, it's our turn to pick. That's something maybe we could save.
Yeah, we could save that.
Save that bacon?
Yeah, save
which
that.
One, which one
also,
are you saving?
I feel like that one's also not one that's going to really like appeal to the masses
big
time.
I think it will. It's massive.
I saw you guys whispering about something.
It's massive on social media.
Okay.
It really is. I think that's something. I can hear you whispering. That's not what we're talking about.
You got no clue.
All right.
No clue.
No clue at all. Talking about. I heard what you said. It's actually completely wrong.
What did I say?
I heard what you said.
What'd you say?
I don't want to say it because I want to give you ideas.
What did I say?
I know what you said.
Say it.
You said after sun.
Okay, yeah.
I can hear you. You're 4 feet away.
When telepathy.
I was like, it's after sun.
He's right. We still have so many bangers on here to choose from. Lady Bird really still is on the table.
I know.
So is
still
good
on
time.
The table.
No, you chose Good Time, bozo.
Oh, took Good Time.
Oh, Lord. Sorry.
Lady Bird's one I think we can pick.
Did you
but
say
also,
Good Time's still on the board?
Yeah, I thought it was.
The Lighthouse.
The Twilight.
I was looking
them.
At The Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse I love. And also, The Green Knight is still on here. Uncut Gems is still on here. High Life is still on here. What else is a great movie to pick? I would a Ghost Story I love too, but I don't know how many people love that movie as much as I do.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm feeling The Lighthouse.
Me too. Let's fucking take the...
I'm feeling The Lighthouse.
We're
going to
take
sure.
The Lighthouse.
Lighthouse. Great pick.
Another Edgar film.
I respect that pick.
Really looking forward to Nosferatu.
Oh, dude, it's going to be fucking awesome.
My God.
Same. Do you guys like The Northman?
I actually haven't seen. That's the one
dude,
I haven't seen.
So good.
Yeah. I think
so good.
I did watch. That was the one with Willem Dafoe, right?
Yeah.
I watched. That was a weird movie.
Yeah, I love how
it
weird it
was.
It was
so strange.
Yeah.
But I love the set that Eggers creates in his films. And like with The Witch as well, with... You know, taking us back into the 1600s, like building those sets, smelting the nails like they actually went in the 1600s too.
Yeah,
insane.
No, The Northman too felt like very authentic. I like that movie a lot.
It was epic.
Love it.
You know, he's
it.
Working with a massive budget for the first time in his career, and it didn't perform super well at the box office. Mm. But I love that they gave a chance to a director like that, such style.
Mm-hmm. Never seen anything like it before.
A tour with a $100 million budget, make a Northman Viking film, and it was. Fucking sick.
So great.
Sick. It's basically The Lion King, but still really epic at the same time.
Yeah.
It's but you'll like it. If you like his
absolutely.
Movies.
I have no doubt that it will. And like, look at Willem Dafoe just killing it too, man.
Yeah.
He's been killing
He's had a crazy back nine.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to work with him. Everyone wants to work with him.
He's extremely talented, but his scene was one of the scenes that creeped me out the most.
It's insane. He's a wolf in that, basically.
Which wolf?
Finish it. Finish it.
From evil. Even in The Lighthouse, when Robert Pattinson's character is making him bark like a dog, like, what am I watching?
All right, I think that I have an idea of what we can do for our next pick. What do you think about this?
I think so, because I think that is also...
I think it's beloved.
I agree.
And I think it's
I think
really
across
phenomenal.
The...
We can see you guys highlight.
Oh, shit.
We're using the same Google Doc.
I think across the Film Talk community is very beloved.
I think it's really well received. Yeah. And it's a really respected movie. And it's a really fantastic movie.
Great.
I think we should go. We're going to go with After Sun.
Yeah.
After Sun.
That's solid.
Good pick.
I got a friend back home that is going to really love that pick.
I hope they do. And tell them to definitely subscribe to Raiders of the Lost Podcast.
I will. After Sun is what should have been nominated in the Best Score Academy, Best Original Score Academy.
Yeah, that's a great score.
Oscar. Yeah,
that's a great score. Very emotional movie.
Do you want how many picks are we in now? How many rounds are we?
This is your sixth round right now.
Our sixth round?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this and we'll recap.
I mean, the list is right in front of you.
Okay. Throw a bottle off your face. This guy. All right. I mean, Lady Bird is still there.
Damn.
Yeah. Do you like Lady Bird?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, you haven't seen Lady Bird?
No.
Bro, Lady Bird's excellent. It's really, really terrific.
Missy Chalamet.
I feel like we might want to take Lady Bird, or what are you thinking?
To be honest.
Oh.
I know what they're taking.
Yes. Yeah? Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Go ahead and say it.
The Iron Claw.
Oh, let's go.
Fuck, I forgot to add to this list.
Yeah, I was looking at the list, and yeah, I was
wow.
Ooh, what a pick.
You know what?
Garrett.
That might have been the steal of the draft.
Let's fucking go.
That is the steal.
You guys can keep After Sun, you know?
Shit.
With a bow. We got the Iron Claw.
That was sneaky.
I forgot to put that on the list.
That was sneaky.
Oh,
where'd
yeah,
you even? How'd you come up with that?
I looked it up online. I was like, I feel like there's some missing here.
Yeah, because what else came out in 2023?
Also,
Love Lies Bleeding.
Yeah, Love Lies Bleeding is the newest one.
Civil War comes out soon.
I haven't seen that though.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
It just came out.
Problemista is out, and then that's it for out right now.
Damn, Iron Claw.
Yeah,
solid.
What a
good pick.
Proud of that one. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Best A24 films. Let me see what I missed.
All right.
Seeing Iron Claw.
We missed
how was that? How was that for y'all? I feel like seeing Iron Claw as Brothers 2 was just like, that tore me apart.
Yeah, we saw it together.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. Do you guys have other siblings?
No, just us. But
so I feel like you guys would relate even more. You know, being a part of a big brother family like that.
Devastated afterwards.
Right?
Yeah.
Connected so much. Yeah. Because we used to love wrestling too when we were kids. And
damn.
All six of us.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Big wrestling family.
Yeah, we grew up in like a sports household as well. So we kind of relate to that. And I came out of that theater. I had like my hood. I had a hoodie on. I had my hood over my head. Garrett like walks around in front of me after we walk out. He's like, oh my God, you bawled your eyes out. I was like, bloodshot, right?
Oh, yeah. They were so red.
James was a wreck.
When Zach started crying at the end, I cried twice during the movie. Like a tear about halfway through, I think, after the third brother died.
Yeah.
And then when he finally cried with his boys.
No,
God.
That was what destroyed him.
I thought I was like keeping it together pretty good.
Yeah.
And then those last 10 minutes, I was like, what is happening right now?
It killed me, man. I love that movie so much. All right, guys. Your turn, guys.
Yep. Okay.
There's I think there's a movie I forgot to put on here. The Farewell is another great A24 film.
Because we made this list
last year,
like 6 months ago.
Yeah,
we did an episode on the best.
I just copy and pasted
before like a bunch.
Oh, true. Yeah, that is yeah.
So yeah,
Iron Claw is a recent one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the other ones that are 2024 releases haven't even come out yet, except for Problemista. Oh, we have The Farewell here. All right,
Problemista's out.
All right. Are we up?
You guys should pick. You can pick
I just took Iron Claw. Yeah,
oh,
you're
right. You're
it's
right.
Your turn.
All right, we're up.
Okay, so I'm thinking of two.
What are you thinking, man?
Okay.
Those two. I love those.
Yeah. They're scared.
I think we should go
with... I can tell they're scared.
Scared of what? You see our team, guys?
No, I don't.
I think we should go with...
I'm a Florida boy. Yeah, I'm a Florida,
Florida
boy.
Project.
Let's go.
Florida
I'm
Project.
A Florida boy.
Project.
You know what? And that's actually from
Sean Durkin. Great film.
Shot like
40 minutes from where we live, too.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Kissimmee. So you guys live near the theme park?
Yep. Yep. We live on the east side of Orlando. So
have you ever interacted with people who actually live in motels like that?
No.
But we've definitely interacted, I feel like, with people like that in Florida. Uh-huh. Florida's wild, so yeah. And our family too, our dad's side of the family is from Gainesville, which is very country southern as well. So some characters down there.
We've met a lot of different kind of characters.
Yeah, for sure.
That is for sure.
I can imagine.
But yeah, that final shot of them running to Disney World too. I have a Disney annual pass, so I'm always there.
It's a really great film. It's powerful, and it's so tragic. And I love how Sean Durkin likes to use real locations and real people in his films. And that's a story you never see that in Hollywood. Coming-of-age stories are always generally, even if it's a broken home, it's still just the standard kind of set archetypes that you see. But to realize that a film like this showcases that people actually live like this.
Yeah.
They have no means to really afford a home. And so they live in a motel, which is just so tragic, and people just doing what they can to get by. And it's something you never think of, because you think of Disney World and Disneyland as the place of happiness and joy and fun and family, whereas just right outside the gates, there's so much tragedy happening. It's a great film.
Yeah, something that really is good. It's actually more common than people would think, too.
All right, it's a pretty good pick, guys. Pretty good pick. Our next one, probably.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a recap before we pick or no? Oh, no, we should pick
you
then.
Pick,
then
yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Then we'll be even.
Our next pick of the draft.
I know what it's
going to
be.
It's going to be Past Lives.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I fucked up.
You're good. Past Lives. You're good. They're sneaking on us.
It's sneaking. Past Lives. We're just using all resources available here.
Everyone's got a phone.
Yeah. No one's stopping you. Nobody is stopping you.
Pick.
That's solid.
I would honestly put Florida Project in the same rating as Past Lives.
No, Past Lives is incredible. They're both incredible. I think Past Lives, I think, is a special.
You know, I like our Florida Project.
I think Florida Project's amazing.
I'm a Florida boy. Florida Project.
They're in denial. It's cute.
I'll still take Past Lives.
Look at them. They're in denial over there. I know. They're accepting
it. Just because you picked them.
We're trying to convince our audience.
Man, honestly, I think that Iron Claw pick is going to.
Bro, you saved the draft.
It was Iron Claw.
That's going to bump us up.
Iron Claw and After Sun. I mean, it's a good back and forth, though.
Yeah.
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 After Sun ain't nothing, guys. You act like After Sun is nothing.
No, I'm just saying, we took Iron Claw with our fucking sixth pick.
That's
crazy. That was pretty baller.
What a six round.
Pretty baller.
Yeah, pretty baller.
It's all right.
All right, Anthony, how about you recap the draft so far? That'd be great for the listeners.
All right, so the Swiss Army Men have Hereditary, Everything Ever All at Once, Ex Machina, Pearl, The Killing of a Sacred Deer, After Sun, and The Florida Project. And then Pearl's Pitchforks have Moonlight, The Witch, Midsummer, Good Time, The Lighthouse, The Iron Claw, and Past Lives. Very good competition going on here, guys. Very good competition.
This is going to be interesting.
I know. I feel like these are very even lists.
Yeah.
Getting there. James, what are you doing to my document?
I was fixing it. Because the bottom, the second page isn't columned.
Uh-huh.
So our Past Lives pick went onto your side.
Okay. Wait, did it?
Yeah. And you misspelled Garrett's name. How could you?
We do one R.
Embarrassing.
Everyone usually does one T.
Yeah, it's either G. It's honestly, it's a whole bunch. G A R E T T, G A R R E T. I've had the worst one I got was G A R I T.
Whoa.
That's Garrett.
Garrett.
Yeah.
Garrett.
That was the worst one I got.
Yeah, we have a weird last name that nobody can ever pronounce correctly.
We have a weird last name too.
What's your guy's last name?
Duckworth.
Duckworth.
Yeah. Blake Duckworth.
Yep.
You guys are from Florida.
That's yeah. Fucking name. Yeah, right?
Our last name is Devaney.
Devaney.
Yeah.
How do people say it?
Devaney.
Is it the way it's spelled? Like, is there
not at all?
It's three E's. Devenny.
Okay.
Makes no sense.
It's odd. Yeah. I actually learned from an Irish person that it should be said Devaney.
Devaney.
Well, the name changed as they came here. So our family came here in the early 20th century. And it was originally O'Devaney, then it was Devaney, then it got changed to Devaney. It's just as the family all moved around.
Dang, I wish I knew my family history like that.
That's about all we know.
That's better than what I know.
I didn't even fucking know that.
No.
That's what Dad told me.
No, that's cool. Yeah,
Dad also thinks we're he's all Irish.
True, he's half Scottish.
He's half Scottish.
I always get crap for my middle name.
What is it?
Parent.
Parent? Wait, like spelled normally?
Yep, just like
Garrett Parent took you Duckworth.
Yeah, it's a really good name.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's my mom's maiden name. That's where it comes from.
Okay.
And then everybody hears that and they're like, "Oh, I feel bad now."
Well, my middle name is my mom's maiden name too, Leo.
See, but it's supposed to, it's French Canadian, so like the proper way to say it is Parent.
Parent. Yeah. Oh, that sounds cool.
But there's no accent. There's nothing in there to indicate that. People are
read that. Parent.
Yeah.
Duckworth.
I got William.
My stage name should just be full French.
That's American as fuck.
What's your middle name?
William. Nice. William? Sophisticated.
Classic. James has a pretty interesting one. Ignatius.
Ignatius.
Wow.
Ignatius. Yeah. Keeping it
Latin. James Ignatius.
That's right.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's kind of hard, though.
That's a stage name. Target the ladies, man.
Good. I like
he pulls that out on the third date.
Yeah.
By the way.
What's the I stand for? Oh, don't you worry about that.
I'll tell you.
That's for the next date.
I'll tell you soon.
You'll want to know. Ignatius. I like that.
You should just start going by Ignatius.
Right?
No, it's not a good first. It's like the wrong century for being a first name.
It's like
if it was like the 1200s, sure. Not right now. All right. It's Anthony and Blake's pick, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, we should go into our intermission before we do more.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yes. We'll do our intermission.
What are we at right now?
We're 6 each?
Yeah. And we're doing 12? All right.
All right.
Now, before we continue, the best way to support Raiders of the Lost Podcast is to become a patron at patreon.com/Raiders of the Lost Podcast. Blake's takes, boys. Why would you want to become a patron of our show? Can you guess?
Exclusivity.
Exclusivity is correct. You get bonus episodes every week. You get access to the ad-free versions of the episodes, as well as perks like messages, video messages, access to our Discord, free merchandise. It's a great community we've built on Discord, so you can hang out with us. We do watch parties on there. We're going to watch a movie. We watched a movie last week. What did we watch?
Last week?
Something. We watched something last
week. Well, we watched Baby Driver for Donnie's birthday.
Yeah, that was a blast.
I love Baby Driver.
Yeah. Baby Driver. Blake hasn't
seen
it.
You
no,
seen
I have.
It?
I have.
Oh, you
yeah,
did?
Yeah,
okay.
I have seen it.
That's a good one. Also, if you want to support the show, you can leave those 5-star ratings and reviews on Spotify and Apple. At 5,000 Apple ratings, again, I'm getting a tattoo of Anthony's choice. Hopefully, it's not too embarrassing to market that. And then also, another great way to support the show is to share us with your family and friends. Word of mouth is the best way for a podcast to grow. So definitely share us with everyone you know. And also, check out Blake's Takes. You guys are available everywhere, right?
Yep. We are. TikTok.
Spotify, Apple, YouTube.
Thing. Spotify, yep. Apple, you got it. YouTube. We might have to channel YouTube a little more.
Yeah. We're going
to
start focusing on that TikTok, a bit more.
Yeah.
If but TikTok gets banned,
Down, yeah. But I mean, the thing is, even if TikTok gets shut down, that means Instagram and YouTube will flourish.
Yeah,
True.
Yeah.
Everyone will go to the other apps.
Absolutely.
You can find
which
the link.
Is exactly what they want.
they want the money.
Yeah, yeah. But
they want
the money. You find the link in our bio. We'll have all of our platforms on there for y'all.
Hell yeah. We'll put a link in the description of this episode to go find Blake's Takes.
Appreciate it.
This episode, of course, is sponsored by our friends at movieposters.com, the number one place to get your posters online today. Be sure to use our promo code Raiders10 at movieposters.com to get 10% off your order right now. They have a huge selection of pretty much every movie and TV show imaginable in their poster library, as well as all sorts of sizes, framing, and even backlighting for your poster needs. If you're a fan of A24 and you want to get some A24 posters, they got all of their films in their library. Be sure to use our promo code right now, Raiders10 at movieposters.com to get 10% off your order today. Let's take it away with the intermission.
All right, let's start with the movie quote competition. Everyone provided questions, yeah?
Yeah, we have some. Yeah.
Hell yeah, guys. Right. Hell yeah. All right, I'll go first. Guess what movie this is from? You were once a vegan. Now you will be gone.
Easy peasy.
Chicken isn't vegan?
Gelato isn't vegan?
Go ahead.
You want me to go?
Go ahead,
I'll get it.
You got it.
Scott Pilgrim.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Milk and eggs, bitch.
Yes, sir. Such a funny ass movie.
That's a great one.
He lost his vegan powers.
Vegan powers.
Are we swapping back and forth on these, or?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, everyone got.
Go for it. I'm gonna do the second one.
You're gonna do the second one. All right, go ahead. Do the second quote.
All right. Well, if this is it, old boy, I hope you don't mind if I go out speaking the kings.
Nice. That's a good one.
Glorious Bastards.
Yes, sir.
Special Let's place go. In hell for people who waste good scotch.
To be honest, I thought that was a little too obvious, but God, it's such
a good quote.
It's such a good quote.
We were watching that scene in the car, and we're like, there's no music. Then this scene is so intense.
I know.
It's the best.
And he lost the Oscar for best screenplay.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. I remember you guys talking about that. Yeah.
Still blows my mind.
Fucking ridiculous.
His writing.
Just for
is
those
insane.
Two scenes, he should have won.
That in the opening.
Opening
yeah.
scene.
Yeah.
Best opening scene.
Dude.
How do you not give him the Oscar?
Like you say, though, you can't give Jordan the MVP every year. You
gotta give it to Karl Malone.
They did, I feel like.
No, they gave it to Karl Malone 1 year. They gave it a. Did Charles Barkley
Charles
win
Barkley
one
did
year?
In like 93.
Yeah, they gave it to a couple other guys.
Otherwise, it would be a little like too much if you won it every year.
Christoph Waltz has got to be one of my favorite actors of all time.
Oh, 100%.
I love him so much.
He's so good.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Honestly, he just like comes in, does amazing, and then just disappears. He's like, I'm only doing it if it's good.
Or if I get paid. Hey, AKA the Green Hornet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I know, right?
And James Bond.
He's good in No Time to Die.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good. It's just the character. Yeah. Blofeld is just terrible inspector.
Yeah.
All right. You guys got another quote? Or
yeah, no? I got an A24 movie quote. That's the hint. Okay. Despair is a development of pride so great that it chooses one's certitude rather than admit God is more creative than we are.
Ooh. Say it one more time.
Yeah.
Despair is a development of pride so great that it chooses one's certitude rather than admit God is more creative than we are.
I have a guess.
What?
Do you guys have a guess?
No.
First Reformed?
That's correct.
Oh.
Got it. Bum.
Well done. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Ethan Hawke, fantastic performance. Can't recommend it enough.
All right. I got a quote. Short and simple. Let's see if you get it, though. Everybody love everybody.
Everybody love everybody.
Ooh.
Hold on, can you say it in the tone of the character?
I can if you want me to.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if it'll make a huge difference.
It sounds familiar.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few ways he says it, though, but
yeah.
All right, I'll do it this way.
Everybody love everybody.
Everybody love everybody. Yeah, I feel like it's said in that. Yeah.
God damn it. Sounds so familiar.
This is a good one.
Everybody love everybody. What is it?
Let me give you the genre.
No, you just tell us. That's cool.
Semi-pro.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gotcha. I haven't seen that forever.
Right?
That was his rule for the team.
Yeah. Everybody love everybody.
Yelly.
It's been a minute. Yelly. Since it came out.
Woody's in that. That's a good movie.
There's a lot of people in that movie. Like Andre 3000.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But it did terrible at the box office.
It did awful.
All right, guys. This is for everyone. Guess this movie release here. The Italian Job.
Which one?
Yeah.
The remake.
Okay, I got it.
I'm going 2005.
2003
is correct.
Oh, wow. You knew that. You were confident on that.
Yeah.
I'm the movie guy.
He's like, I got it. Don't worry.
If Blake knows it, I'm just going to go with what he says.
All right. Good with numbers.
Oh, he's so good at that.
He's good with calculations.
I'm not good at math. No, he's not.
It
used to be a segment that we did. What's that year?
What's that year? Lila, I hadn't even seen.
Yeah. What's that year?
All right. You want a movie?
Do it.
What year did this movie come out? Rush Hour.
I'm going to go with 2000.
I'm going to say, is this 1990? It could be 98 or like 01.
Could be. Could be, man.
I'm going to say 2001.
Oh.
So that's when Rush Hour 2 came out.
Oh, it is 98, isn't it?
First one's 98.
Ah, motherfucker.
He almost had it.
God damn it.
You should have trusted your gut, man.
Yeah. Should have.
Those two are probably my top two favorite comedy movies.
Dude, they're so amazing. Fucking funny.
They're so rewatchable.
So funny.
So rewatchable.
Do you like Shanghai Noon?
I don't know. It's been too long.
Yeah, it's good. Good. It's good.
It's really good.
Check it. Give it a rewatch.
Yeah. What kind of fish is it? Gefilte fish. What kind of fish?
What's this fish again?
Gefilte fish.
Best bloopers ever.
I know, so right?
Good. I miss the bloopers,
fucking
man.
Love bloopers.
Bloopers are great.
So the Fall Guy had bloopers at the end of it.
Yeah, I had good bloopers.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, you want to do another movie or you guys got another one?
Yeah, do you guys have one?
Nope.
No?
I have one, yeah. Oh, what year did First Reformed come out?
Fucking 2013.
Let's go with this. All right, yeah, it's 2013.
I'm going to go with 2014 just to be different.
Price is right.
Whoa!
No, you're both wrong.
Come on, don't play with me like that.
2017.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Pretty newer.
Pretty recent. Kinda recent, yeah.
All right, we'll do one more. Beetlejuice.
1985.
1987.
Well, we came up with this together.
You're right. 1988.
Oh, man, wow, 88.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Right before Batman. Yeah. I figured it'd be a few more years before Batman.
Yeah. I feel like 88 is such a odd year for some reason too. Like, you think 1988, that doesn't sound right.
It's nuts. Yeah, because when like a director makes like not a small movie but like a good movie, but then a massive film just so recently after, like when Ridley did The Duelists, that was 1977, and then he did Alien
79
in 79, which is crazy. Completely different movies.
Yeah,
it's just 2 year period, and it's
so
just
different.
Like, She's like, it's like they're different.
Movies.
No, but I mean like aliens in all time movie. No, yeah, you know what I mean. It's massive.
I was busting your chops.
Fucking douchebag over there. I'm glad we're on the same team, you bitch.
Oddly enough, I feel like 80s movies people always lean towards like 85 just because Back to the Future.
It's pretty safe.
Popular. Yeah, here, like it's just safe. Like right in the middle. A lot of good movies came out that year.
Except for Top Gun is 86. I know that.
Yeah.
All right.
Danger Zone.
Movie pop quiz time, guys. I have a question for you all.
Okay.
Early in his career, Anthony knows this, so we'll ask you guys. Early in his career, Ben Affleck.
What if I don't know it?
Ben Affleck broke his ankle during a scene of an iconic movie. What was the movie?
You know what? No, because I heard you guys talking about this.
I actually just made a clip on this a couple weeks ago.
Was that Dazed and Confused or no?
Is that a question?
Early in his career.
No, I know. It is early.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just repeating it.
That's what I got right now, so let's go Dazed and Confused.
Daredevil.
What?
No. Dazed and Confused is correct.
Yes!
Dazed and Confused is correct. And he broke his ankle after they dumped paint on his head. He really broke it. He smashes his beating bat on the ground, and he's trying to get in his car, and you can see
started
it
limping away.
Sideways. Oh, nasty. Jesus.
Have you guys ever seen the video of Tom Cruise breaking his leg?
Oh, yeah.
20 times.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I made a clip about it. I watched it over and over again.
Dude, it's crazy.
Then he stood up, and he kept running.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Oh, my God. That's a pro right there. It's so painful looking.
He did, like, less than 2 months recovery to finish the movie, which is insane.
Oh, I think he did 6 weeks when they said he would need 6 months. He's like, no, wow. I need to be filming in 6 weeks.
I need to run in 6 weeks. You know, finish the movie.
What a movie star that guy is.
What a fucking champ. He just filmed something on the Hollywood sign. He climbed up it.
Yeah, it's for CinemaCon, I believe. I believe it's a commercial for CinemaCon. That's what
makes
I heard.
Sense. Yeah.
It's not a movie.
No, yeah,
it's
like,
it's on the Hollywood sign. He's just like up there with a boom.
He looks like he's talking to the camera as it flew in on a drone.
See you at the movies!
Oh my God. What a cool fucking guy. What a cool guy.
Man, I would love to meet. If I can meet anybody in the world, it's probably Tom Cruise.
Well, it's great, too, because he genuinely seems to love talking about films with anyone who wants to. And
he's a big film fan.
Yeah.
Big film fan.
I mean, he was, like, totally advocating for everybody to see Maverick in theaters. Like, he had that whole message before.
Saved Hollywood, man.
Yeah.
Saved Hollywood. Yeah. He really did. The billboard was up in Hollywood for Maverick for, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they changed it. It was still Maverick, but it just said, believe in movies again or something like that.
Yeah.
It was just there for 2 years because it saved Hollywood.
Yeah. Just him on a motorcycle.
It's fucking great. That's awesome.
I just watched it again last night. It's still so fucking good. Like, the third act, I was like, oh, my God, the anxiety. Then I was laughing, and I was crying, and I was like, oh, my God, this is the best.
10 out of 10.
And I love the first one, too. A lot of people give that one shit, but
it's great.
It's classic. Great. It really is a classic.
It's fantastic. Man, Tom fucking Cruise.
All right, what's next? Is there more?
We got some quiz
trivia questions. Yeah, let's do this.
Let's hear it.
All right. This one might be easy, but how many years did Red from Shawshank Redemption serve in prison?
I'm going to guess. 40. I'm going to guess.
Wait, no.
42.
I'm going to say 30.
You had it right.
It was exactly 40. Oh, my God. It is 40.
You're overthinking it, man.
I know, because it's
stick
four.
With your gut.
Yeah. It's four different meetings he has for parole. Well, yeah.
Every 20 years is when they did, like, the interview, like, do you feel you've been rehabilitated, that whole thing? So, if you remember that scene, that's how you can remember.
Yeah,
but
great. Man,
twice now. You should have trusted your gut.
What's
going on?
I know.
You're overthinking everything, man.
Just like, wait, that can't be right.
I know. All right, we got one more if you want.
Let's do it.
All right. What composer has the most box office success?
What composer?
Composer.
Like total box office?
Yeah.
John Williams. Dubs, right? It's got to be John Williams.
That's what you would think. That's what I thought.
Oh, is it?
Says
Hans Zimmer?
It says Hans Zimmer, yeah.
Oh, it is Hans
Zimmer. It said Hans is at $32.8 billion. John Williams at $25.9
billion. Well, I guess because Hans does so many animated films. You got that factor.
Yeah, he does a lot.
Not to mention, I feel like he's busier.
Yeah.
Like I feel like he's always cranking them out.
Number three.
Yeah, he's like 4 a year.
Number three was Michael Giacchino already, too, at $21
billion. Well, he does huge blockbusters.
He does. And he did a lot of those Pixar movies, too.
Yeah.
So
he
makes sense.
Yeah, he's always been a part of Pixar.
Yeah. Yeah, The Incredibles, Ratatouille.
Yeah, the animated movies, they make bank. They used to make bank. They used to pull 800 mil every time.
Every time.
Pixar movies.
Because honestly, I thought Across the Spider-Verse would have made more than it did.
650-ish?
Yeah.
They don't make that much.
No. Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
It is, but like with how much hype that movie had as well.
Now, it amazes me how many people like refuse to see animated movies. They're like, it's an animated movie. It's for kids.
Especially these days.
Yeah. No, I will
like, we'll just watch it on streaming or whatever.
I will never understand how someone can just like completely write off so many movies because it's not a person on screen.
Yeah.
And they think it's unprofessional or whatever. I don't know what it is, but.
Yeah. Did you guys see The Boy and the Heron?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
So good, man.
I wasn't the biggest fan. Uh-huh. I really, you know, beautiful animation, looked gorgeous, but I guess I wasn't able to fully dive into the world that they created in that movie.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen a lot of Miyazaki movies? Because I mentioned Totoro earlier.
Not too many Miyazaki.
So I definitely recommend checking out Princess Mononoke.
Okay.
It's fantastic and it's my favorite. It's like this epic story, kind of like has, honestly, like Lord of the Rings vibes in terms of the mythology.
Okay.
It's really incredible, great action, incredible animation, and Princess Mononoke, I think, is a great one to start off with, and I think you guys would really vibe with it for sure.
It's a banger.
Absolutely. I did pick The Boy and the Heron to win Best Anime, though. I knew they weren't going to give it to Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I mean, you can't give it to them every year because they got it last time.
They did.
And then you know it's when like, the new one comes, it'll probably win.
And like how many sequels have...
But also, Miyazaki hadn't made a movie for 10 years.
Yeah. It wasn't supposed to be his last one, too.
People were missing him.
Yeah. That's supposed to be his last one, I think.
Supposed to be. Well, he came out of retirement.
I was about to say. Didn't he say that last time, too?
I'm not fucking leaving!
Yeah.
I'm not fucking leaving! Miyazaki was like, ooh!
All right, here's my quiz question. Who directed the film Lock? Now, if you guys don't know, this is the film with Tom Hardy driving in a car the entire time.
I'll see if they know.
I got no
clue. I don't know.
Mr. Stephen Knight.
That's correct. Creator of Peaky Blinders, actually.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Great. He's a great British filmmaker.
Okay.
And writer.
Thomas Fulkin
Shelby. So, Locke, if you haven't seen it, it's on this list. I might want to draft it soon. But Tom Hardy plays a guy who's dealing with a bunch of crazy situations on a drive, two-hour drive. And the entire film focuses on him, the entirety of the car, right? Yeah. And there's a bunch of great actors in it as well. Tom Holland has a role in it.
Okay.
Andrew Scott has a role in it, a bunch of great other British actors. And they actually filmed in a boardroom nearby, and they all actually called him live. And the entire film plays out with Tom Hardy the whole time.
Oh, wow.
He's talking to people on the phone, dealing with a bunch of crazy conflicts. And they did a great job of visually keeping you interested. But Tom Hardy, one of his best performances. Highly recommend it.
Nice.
It's great.
In the car the whole time, kind of like Fury or Mad Max, right?
No, but you literally like you're just with him the whole time.
Yeah,
from start to finish, it's crazy. Really well done.
All right, Anthony, is that all the quiz questions we got? Everyone?
Yeah, that's all we got.
All right, do we have any unsubscribes, any haters? What are we working with?
We do. We have a few unsubscribes.
Let me pull up a review. I'll read off a review.
We got some good ones.
That's a funny segment.
All right, this one hit me. So Yana wrote. Next one is pretty disappointed. No mention of Star Wars is a Western. May spice salt your wounds. Unsubscribed.
I mean, that's interesting to say.
The opening. Yeah. And then JJ Jennings wrote, been listening to you guys since Quentin Tarantino Spotlight and love y'all's content. I must say, though, if the cowboy hat and finger guns don't stick around, I'm going to have to unsubscribe.
Well, I guess I have to start doing that more
often. It's a great cowboy hat.
Yeah,
it's a great hat.
It's a real hat.
Yeah.
Well, it's not called a cowboy hat, Anthony. It's a 10-gallon hat.
10-gallon
hat. Yeah, 10-gallon hat.
You have a 10-gallon head, so yeah.
Because my brain's so fucking big. It's a good look, though. See, the ladies like it.
Cowboy hats are pretty fly.
What are the ladies saying?
The ladies like it.
Oh, yeah?
You got some cowboy boots to go with it?
No, but I have boots.
Get some boots, bro.
Get some cowboy boots.
He plays Red Dead for 2 days. He's a cowboy.
Oh, absolutely.
No, I got that.
He's full on Arthur
Morgan. I've had that cowboy hat for a year.
Yeah. You better be wearing that the entire time.
You're going to wear that while you play Red Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's the plan,
I'll put it on later. Yeah, actually.
Arthur Morgan.
You know, speaking of Westerns and Quentin Tarantino, like that comment you brought up. I can't forgive you guys. Django number 6.
The movie's awesome.
Number 6.
No, it's too low. Oh, it's too low? Yeah.
Too low.
I will
too
say.
Too low? All-time Westerns?
No, Tarantino ranking.
Oh.
Your Tarantino ranking. Yeah. Number 6.
You know what?
Six?
And I will say, ranking Tarantino is hard enough as it is.
It's impossible.
Well. It is.
Dude, I felt so disrespected.
Well, we just did a Westerns episode, best Westerns of all time. We put Django number 5.
Okay.
Westerns all time.
But like that helps a bit.
What was our ranking?
We love Pulp Fiction so much. Right. I mean, we had Inglourious Basterds higher. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. How many times have you seen that movie?
Three or four?
I think I'm like twice or three times.
Bro, it gets better every fucking time.
And the first time I saw it in the, I was in LA at the time, and I went and saw it at the Bruin Regency Theater. Yeah, that was sick.
That was totally by chance, too. Totally by chance.
Like, that movie didn't used to be my top five for Tarantino, but I've watched it like six times, and every time I fall in love with it more and more.
It's hard to rank his fucking movies.
It's impossible to rank his movies.
That's tough. Someone gave us shit for putting Death Proof over Jackie Brown and called us pretentious for it.
No, that's fine. No,
I was like,
fine.
What are you talking about?
The pretentious thing would be to put Jackie Brown above it.
They were saying that we were trying to start a conversation, and I was like, I like Death Proof more than Jackie Brown. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
I think everyone can agree that those two are definitely the bottom two.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's never going to be any of the other movies. Yeah.
Even Tarantino agrees.
But it's not wrong to put Jackie Brown as your favorite Tarantino movie. Like, you can rank it number one. No one's list is wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Get off my back, bro.
But I'm glad people are coming around more on The Hateful Eight and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
For real. Like, Hateful Eight deserves it. We love Django. We fucking love it.
I've
seen the movie
Django
so many times.
We did a great episode on Django.
But that's the thing. Yeah. We love Tarantino so much. And it took a lot.
It's hard to rank his movies.
You have to kill your darlings. You know, you have to make tough decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what happens when all your movies are great. That's what happens, man.
All right. I can understand it, but I was just hurt at the time.
Well, what's your Tarantino ranking then?
Tarantino ranking. All right, so Django's my number one.
Number one, all right.
That's been his favorite movie since it came out.
Oh, really? Django. I absolutely fell in love with it. Such a great revenge
story. I like
the
way you die, boy.
Yes, sir. Oh, my God. Just so freaking good. Number two, Inglourious Basterds.
Okay.
And to be honest, I could even go back and forth with those two at the number one and number two.
Yeah, my
spot.
Number one is Inglourious.
Yeah. But
I think we put Inglourious at number two, did we?
Yes.
Yeah. I believe so, yeah. And then number three, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Number four, what do we?
Well, we kind of did.
Yeah, we kind of did like a ranking. Collaborative. So the only difference is the number one and two, basically.
Yeah. So I have Inglourious at number one, Django 2, Pulp Fiction 3. Then we had Kill Bill at 4.
Yes.
Number
five was.
Five, we did put Once Upon a Time.
Number six was Hateful Eight.
And we can go back and forth between Once Upon a Time and Hateful Eight as well.
Yeah.
Hateful
Eight did get a lot of hate, honestly.
Yeah.
When it first came out, they were like, oh my God, this movie's so long and slow. I'm like, bro, they're keeping me entertained with just straight dialogue and nothing else this entire movie.
I don't know. Turn your fucking phone off, bro.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. The music, too, in that one. Oh, my gosh. I love the mystery aspect of it. It's amazing.
Okay, if you guys love Django and Hateful Eight, you should watch some older Westerns.
I agree.
For sure.
Because I watched the Man with No Name trilogy. That's where Tarantino drew all his inspiration from. And he uses all that Ennio Morricone music he's used in his films since Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Like, those movies were his biggest inspirations.
We have Seven, and that did hurt, but we did have Reservoir Dogs.
That's
I know.
That's tough one.
I know.
Yeah,
That
changed the genre.
Right. Yeah.
But like,
sure,
I can see people putting Reservoir Dogs number one, and I have no problem with that.
Absolutely.
You know, that good of a movie.
And we grew up watching Reservoir Dogs a lot when we were kids because of our older brothers loving
it. Yeah, but we also grew up watching Pulp Fiction religiously. That movie we watched so much.
Yeah.
So I think that's why, and like, his newer movies hadn't been released yet, obviously. Mm-hmm. He didn't make them yet. So when we were like teenagers, like 12, 13, 14 years old, we were watching Pulp Fiction like crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why we have it number one.
Yeah.
It's like our fucking Tarantino movie.
That changed the landscape of making movies.
And basic, but that is also like the film that really got me more into filmmaking in general. Obviously, Tarantino. I remember when I was a kid, my dad would always have on Kill Bill in the living room. And I was really young at the time. So I would walk in. I walked in at the part of the Crazy 88.
Yeah.
I was like, this is disgusting. I'm not watching this. And like 3 years later, I'm like, oh, this is fucked.
Dude,
good.
We saw that in theaters. We saw that in theaters.
Damn.
It was great.
Love those movies.
Our dad would take us to whatever we wanted to see. He didn't care if it was rated R.
Yeah,
great.
That's awesome.
8 Death Proof and then 9 Jackie Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty good list, guys.
Yeah. Not bad. Here, wait, Garrett, fix your hair real quick. It's like sticking out.
Yeah, you're coming out.
Take
of
your hat.
Yeah, hold on.
Give me that's the problem with the flip backwards hats, guys. James's too. Look at that. It's a little slipping, man.
But hey, because we have great hair, so it's fine.
Slipping.
Hold on.
We have great hair.
I'm not saying you don't, but I mean,
what you said in a tone.
We have great haircuts.
I used to have the short hair.
Yeah.
Now I got the long curly.
How long did it take you to grow out?
That's a long
time. That's like, what, two and a half years at this point?
Three.
Yeah.
Damn.
I've had it cut, too. Like, I've had, like, 3 inches cut off of it, too, back in December, so.
I originally had the long hair.
You did.
We were both short haircut guys, and then when, it was funny, like, right before COVID hit, like, probably, like, 4 months before, I was like, I'm just going to grow it out. Yeah. I had it short all throughout high school. I was like, let's just see what happens. And then all the barbers shut down anyway. So I was like, well, this worked out perfectly.
I've always had lettuce for like the last like 5-6 years. I'm all about long hair, but I had super long hair in 2014.
You had hair down your shoulders.
Yeah, I had pretty much that long. Really? Maybe a little short, like to here.
Oh, wow. Dang,
yeah,
all right.
About that long.
Yeah, me. I photographed him in black and white for it.
I didn't say photograph. I mean, you were a photographer, asshole. You needed fucking people for
tests.
You
asked me for photos.
You are such a. You needed a test.
I did use you as a test.
Thank you. Yeah. I was your guinea pig for photography, you dickhead.
You look like the lead singer of a folk band.
I did.
I feel like everyone goes through their long hair stage, you know?
Yeah, I had a face.
Our dad had that too, looking back at old pictures in high school.
Nah. It's fun.
You're trying things out.
Yeah. You got to just play around with it when you got it. How about I read off
I got a couple subscribers still.
Oh, okay.
Two more.
Oh, yeah, we just went
Sorry,
off.
Sorry, didn't
that
mean
one.
To cut no, that off.
No, it's all good, fine, man. It's fine. Schofield Studios wrote on our Westerns episode, "No High Plains Drifter or The Mercenary Unsubscribed almost made the cut." Not quite. Sorry, pal. We couldn't just do every Clint Eastwood movie.
Then but it just clearly, they're a Western fan with that name.
And then Anthony, K93, wrote, "Anthony, how could you not pronounce my name right? We have the same name." Unsubscribed. He made a comment about Akira last week.
Oh, Akira.
And I said Anthony. I mean Anthony. I failed him, man. I ruined it. Same name.
Thinking it was Anthony Starr, huh?
Sorry, bro.
Anthony.
Sorry, bro.
All right. This is a 5-star review from Emote Icon.
Nice.
They wrote, "You're the coolest. Dude, you guys are the coolest. I've been listening to you for several years now. At first, I thought you were a little annoying, but then I realized you guys really know your stuff. You do the research, and it shows. I've been listening to several other movie podcasts, but you guys are still the top of my list. Sorry, Blake's takes. Very entertaining."
Hey, it's all right.
"I love the banter between you two. You keep each other in check. It's great. Also, I have my family in Boston, and I'm in the LA area, so it helps me feel at home in both places. Keep up the great work. Pete from Pasadena."
What's up, Pete?
Thank you so much, Pete.
Also, I will say, the second review in like the last few weeks saying that we were annoying at first and they grew to love us.
Really? It's because of that Boston energy, the East Coast energy, I think.
It throws people off a little bit, I think.
We got to keep the East Coast energy around, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Fucking A. Thanks, Pete.
I'll definitely agree with that comment. You guys definitely know your stuff.
We try to.
This is a great podcast.
Thank you, guys. Making me feel a little dumb over here, if I'm not going to lie.
Hey, you're still young. You're young,
man. You're 23.
I know. Baby. I'm like, that's my only consolation right now. I'm like, they've had more time for this.
Yeah, I haven't had half this film knowledge when I was 23. Like, you'll get there, man. You'll get there faster, for sure. All right, let's get back into our draft.
Yes, sir.
We got to do our recommendations.
Oh, recommendations. What have you guys been watching?
You know, let me go to my letterbox.
Yeah, what you been watching?
Yeah. Follow me on Letterboxd.
I recommend on Amazon Prime, Road to Perdition. Just got on. It's a really fantastic film. Definitely check it out. And I watched Rocky IV the other day. It was fucking awesome.
Oh, nice.
I recommend, when it comes out in a weekish or less than that, Godzilla X Kong. It's a good time.
It's fun.
It's a great action movie. It's a lot of fun. It's probably my favorite or second favorite of the MonsterVerse that's come out. But I think that it's just an excellent addition to the MonsterVerse. And yeah, I think
it's a good time.
Yeah, go check it out on IMAX for sure.
If you're fans of Godzilla and Kong, you'll enjoy it. It's made for you.
You know what? I'll give a recommendation. My girlfriend actually showed me this one recently, The One I Love. Anyone seen that one? It's very different.
Oh, yeah, with Elizabeth Moss? That's a crazy movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very interesting movie. But and based off the title, you're like, okay, are you going to show me some rom-com like The One I Love?
Yeah.
Come on. But my girlfriend showed me this movie and really enjoyed it.
So it's about this couple. They go to this house with this strange, like, brilliant scientist guy who built it for a specific reason. And
is it the couple retreat one?
It's just them.
Kind of, yeah.
And then they learn that there's like a clone version of both of them that they interact with multiple times.
Whoa.
It's really, really interesting. It's a cool movie.
And it's got some twists in there too.
Yeah, some good twists.
Good concept.
And then fucking guy from Creep is in it.
Creep?
Guy from Creep.
Oh, Duplass?
Yeah, Mark Duplass is in it. He plays the husband.
Fucking love Creep.
Yeah.
You guys ever seen Creep?
I've not seen Creep.
It's great.
It's a really good found footage horror movie. It's really, really good.
I'll have to say
It's quick too. It's like 80 minutes. It's awesome.
Love a good tight 90 horror movie.
Yeah.
It's a good found footage one. But yeah, The One I Love is a good pick.
I'll recommend, I just rewatched this recently, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. I feel like that one doesn't get talked about
enough. OG?
No.
The animated one.
Oh,
okay, cool.
That's I feel like it does not get talked about enough. Fun movie. Like, if you liked Across the Spider-Verse and everything like that, I feel like it's very inspirational of that animation style. I don't know. I thought it was really fun. Ice Cube is the villain, which was...
Superfly.
Yeah, Superfly.
He actually came on our show to talk about it.
What?
No way.
We interviewed the cast. Yeah.
That's sick.
We
so
interviewed
awesome.
All the turtles. We interviewed Io Debris. Yeah, it was great.
Nice.
Dang.
It was funny. Ice Cube was just like, Anthony and James, Raiders of the Lost podcast.
What's happening?
With the Oakland accent. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
That's awesome.
It's like I'd die LA accent. If he said my name.
He's from Oakland. No, he's from LA.
I mean, well, he's just an Oakland Raiders fan.
Okay, that's where
he's from LA.
Well, because they were the LA Raiders.
Yeah.
Ice Cube is from Compton.
That's true. Yeah. How do we?
My bad. Straight out of Compton.
Sorry, Ice.
What is happening?
Sorry, Ice.
Anthony, come on, man. Can't be dropping the ball like that.
Ice, unsubscribe.
This is a public show.
Damn, Anthony. And I grew up loving Friday too.
Damn, apparently me not too. Enough. He threw you off because he wears an Oakland Raiders hat all the time, and he's an Oakland fan.
Yes,
but it's because LA didn't have a football team for years.
Yeah,
that's
now they got too many football teams.
That's too many. Yeah. That's why he's a Raiders fan.
God, the poor Chargers! I swear, I've never met a Chargers fan in my life.
Really?
Lately, yeah.
Well, they got Bill now. They got Bill Belichick.
I don't think it's enough.
The Chargers?
Didn't he go to?
No, they got John Harbaugh.
Oh, never mind. Never
Sam,
mind.
Like, yeah. What did that happen?
Oh no, Bill just can't find a job as
one. Yeah, which is shocking. You think maybe just someone get him a defensive coordinator position, maybe or something? But
he can't go back to coordinator,
downhill, man.
He can't go.
It's
from
like downgrading to an apartment.
Yeah,
after
yeah,
house.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Just retire.
That's like being the world's greatest real estate agent, and then having to sell like used cars.
Yeah. Well, it's because the owners don't want to give him that much control either.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's probably got his demands, and they're like, fuck no. Yeah. No way.
He had too much control up in New England.
And it's been a crazy free agency, too, with players.
Yeah. But this isn't a sports podcast.
Right.
Yep. Let's get back into our A24 movie draft, everybody.
I thought we could go on a little tangent.
No.
We're going to finish this draft.
So, Anthony and Blake, it's your pick, Swiss Army Men.
Swiss Army Men are up. All right, we have
five rounds left.
So we got Lady Bird still up there.
Yep.
Under the Skin, Tragedy of Macbeth.
I forgot we were doing a draft.
Lobster's still there.
Yep.
And then got a bunch of others. Like Lamb, Swiss Army Man, Green Knight, Minari.
I said we just go ahead and snag.
Uncut Gems.
Feel bad that Lady Bird's just been sitting there for a while.
I think she'll get Lady Bird.
Yeah.
Lady Bird's great.
That's a great late pick.
Yeah. I say Lady Bird.
Lady Bird.
You want to do that?
Let's do it.
All right. Seventh round.
Nice job, guys.
Lady Bird taken. I love Lady Bird. It's really funny.
Nice job. All right. With our eighth pick of the draft, we're going to take the Academy Award winner of Best International Feature this year, The Zone of Interest.
Okay.
God damn it.
There go. So many A24 in 2023.
Dude, there is.
Especially in the later half.
No big deal.
Oh, my God.
Man. Yes, sir.
My man.
Well, we're getting the classic A24,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, man.
We're getting classic A24.
You didn't get the international best.
No, you didn't even see that fucking movie. You didn't even see it.
Have you seen all of the A24 movies on this list?
I have seen everything except for...
Equals.
No, I've seen Equals. It's absolutely garbage. It's probably the worst movie they made.
Laggies?
I've seen Laggies.
I feel like it's been so hard to find a screen.
I've never
seen... Of the Zone of
Interest 2. Wow, The Rover's A24. That's wild.
Yeah, I've never seen...
Awesome.
I've seen all these movies. I've never seen Hot Summer Nights. That's the only one I haven't seen.
That's
Nights.
That's the Timmy Chalamet
one. Yeah, he plays a drug dealer.
Yeah, I've seen bits of that movie. It's pretty good. It's entertaining.
I'm just Googling films of A24 of 2023.
Right, that's all that's worth drafting. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
We cleaned it up.
You don't want You Hurt My Feelings?
No. You don't want Dicks the Musical?
No.
You actually saw that, didn't you?
I did see that.
Okay, what is it?
Oh, my God. It's so horrible.
Is it bad?
It's a musical, literally, like, the two they're brothers. They're supposed to be twin brothers. Like, they look exactly alike. They don't look alike.
Yeah,
like, they established it at the beginning of the movie.
That's
they're
a
like,
joke,
we're
yeah.
twin brothers, but... look nothing alike, and the whole thing is them trying to they were like given away at birth or something, and they find their parents and they're trying to get their parents back together, and in the weirdest way there's these and the dad has these sewer boys, which are like little gremlins that he got that are just like little monsters. They're the weirdest, creepiest things.
Yeah, I saw them. They're in like that cage, right?
But yeah, they're in a cage. And honestly, it's the ending that I remember the most, which is where the two brothers
fall. Well, don't spoil it.
I don't think you care.
Please don't watch it for your own sake.
I'm not going to watch it.
Here's a spoiler warning.
Yeah.
Now tell us.
Spoiler warning. They
end the movie with the two brothers getting married to each other, and this, and the guy playing God, like, says it's okay for this incestuous relationship to happen.
What?
And it ends with them having sex.
Identical twin twins?
Brothers. Supposed to be identical twin brothers.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Why would they make that?
I have absolutely no clue. And
what was that A24?
Yeah. Yeah,
if it is, yeah. Jesus Christ.
What was the dude, budget on
my,
that?
Yeah, my girlfriend took me to see
about
30
mil, I think.
30 mil?
30 million?
They wouldn't put that much money into it.
But they, I mean, but
A24 had a bunch of bombs last year.
Who was in it? Megan Thee Stallion was in it.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, $8 million. $12 million.
$12 million. And it made, what, $1 million at the box office, if that?
Box office was 1.5 mil.
So they they probably lost, they've lost like $10 million in that movie.
You got to factor in marketing, too. Yeah,
marketing. For sure. Then, so they probably made $500,000, $750,000 maybe from box office. But then, so they probably lost like $13, $14 million on that.
Dude, I genuinely do not know who the target audience with that was.
Nobody was, apparently, because it made no money.
No, my girlfriend took me to see that, and to be honest, I was like kind of talking shit about it in the group chat the whole time, and she was, her feelings got a little hurt that I was doing that.
They had a
lot
of
having
bombs.
A good time, you know, hanging with her, but Jesus, that movie was just so bad.
Between that, Bo is Afraid was a bomb. The Julia Louis-Dreyfus movie was a
bomb.
You
hurt my feelings.
Problemista's a bomb so far. That's only made like $800,000 total. They just have had a lot of movies not make money lately.
Iron Claw did very well, though.
Iron Claw was good. Yeah, that was profitable. Very well. Yeah.
Because, I swear. It's a good movie.
A24 movies, man. It is hit or miss.
Yeah, even the Zone of Interest.
Miss now. Yeah. It's like miss, hit now.
Even the Zone of Interest, which did really well critically, obviously winning Best International Feature, not that big of a box office return. Oh, so
Yeah, it's been so hard to find a screening of that movie near us, too. It's like.
Yeah, it only played on limited release for a little bit. I actually saw that in Anatomy of a Fall on the same day. It was crazy day.
Yeah, this is a crazy day. Yeah,
it's wild.
Not even falls great.
All right, get to your next pick, guys. You're stalling.
So, there's something we haven't picked, and I think we gotta get a Safdie Brothers film in here.
Okay.
Uncut Gems. Joms. Which
you
is phenomenal.
You've been letting me get some picks in, so I'm gonna let you get this pick in.
All right, let's go. Uncut Gems.
Okay.
Phenomenal movie. It got snubbed with a lot of awards when it came out.
Yeah, nothing for Adam Sandler's performance either.
I think that movie should have gotten best directors for them too.
They were, nominations?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an awesome movie.
I think
you
could have easily given them best director nomination.
Yeah.
It's freaking so excellent. Good. It's an excellent movie.
What a great just like anxiety ridden attack of a movie. So a character who just keeps making the wrong decisions over and over. It makes the audience go like, I remember my first time seeing that. I was like, why are you doing this?
I love Harold in that
movie.
No. The brake pedal does not get hit at all.
No, bro. You are just thrown into the madness right off the bat.
Wild movie.
What a movie.
Great pick, guys.
What
great
a picture.
Good pick. However, I think we have a better pick.
Yeah, I think so.
You want to take it away?
Sure. All right. We're going X. You got Pearl. Fuck. We got X.
X is a great pick.
X.
Good and, pick. And Blake likes X more than Pearl. Or
no, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I think Pearl's way better.
Way better? Yeah. See,
I wouldn't say way better.
I don't mind people saying that Pearl is better. I think X is just more my style of horror with the 70s slasher style, you know.
Sure.
Texas classic Chainsaw vibes.
He loves those vibes.
So, honestly, that is why I do like X more, but they're both fantastic.
I like X a lot, but I saw Pearl for the first time, like, I think a year ago or a year and a half ago. It blew my hair back. It's awesome. Yeah. But they're both really, really good.
Yeah.
They're both really good.
I can't wait to see Maxine.
It's going to be so good. And love that. That's going to be like a giallo style film as well.
Yeah. Giallo horror movies are the best.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Love Suspiria.
Fuck yes. Suspiria's great. All right. All right, it's time for our next pick.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go. All right. Okay.
All right.
With a really excellent film called The Farewell, which is a wonderful family drama.
We all got family drama.
The Farewell. It's really a great story starring Awkwafina, and she's part of this family who's the grandmother, the matriarch of the family, is dying of cancer. However, in the traditional Chinese culture, they're not telling her. And so the entire family comes together for a week to spend time with the grandmother. Unbeknownst to her, they're all trying to figure out what to do about her impending death. And it's based on the director's actual life story. Awkwafina basically plays her role, essentially, in the family. And it's a terrific film. Beautiful, beautiful movie. A great tragedy, but also a lot of great humor. Wonderful film.
Great pick. Great pick. I'm trying to think, like, what's popular...
This is going to get interesting.
But also great at the same time. You know, it's kind of
tough.
Yeah,
thinking economically about it for, you know, maybe for people voting.
for people voting.
Oh, yeah.
Because this
yeah.
movie's great.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
It's an excellent, excellent movie. And so isn't this, but I feel like not enough people have seen that one.
You talking about Men?
No. You guys should just take it just for fun.
Fuck it!
Which one are you thinking right now? What are you looking at?
Honestly, I'm going to lean on you for this one. I think we save that for the round.
Yeah,
after.
I think we can. We
so go with Barely later. Lethal.
You wish, you wish. All right. I'm thinking we take. This is getting tough now, guys. It's getting
yeah,
tough.
We're going, yeah, tough. This is the deep tracks. This is where the champions are separated from the losers. You know, this
the
is
champions
where it
are separated from the losers. I think this is.
I think the voting poll is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm curious to see.
Yeah, I think that's a go. It's pretty recent too.
All right.
But it's really, really incredible.
I would also keep this in mind for later too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like they won't take that.
Probably not.
All right. With our next pick in the draft, we are going to take the Green Knight.
Okay.
Good pick.
Okay.
Green Knight. Green Knight's taken by Pearls Pitchforks. Great David Lowery movie.
It's a fucking awesome movie. That was the first movie we saw post-COVID lockdowns.
Oh, you're goddamn right it was.
Yeah, it was an awesome experience.
Cool to be in a theater again. Everybody was like, oh, should we be sitting near people?
Yeah, that was a wild time.
It really was.
And I love Dev Patel. He's just such a great actor.
He really is.
Dev Patel is phenomenal.
I can't wait to see Monkey Man. I cannot wait.
Yeah. Heard the reviews at the Cell Festival was great. It's
supposed to be excellent.
Okay, I got some. Right. I got some ideas, bro.
Okay.
So we got that.
Okay.
That.
Okay.
That. That's really liked.
Yes.
Those are so far.
Okay.
What do you think? Oh fuck yeah!
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
We're gonna go with another Asian-based film, Minari.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Terrific film.
That was a good pick.
Starring Steven Yeun about the American dream for a family of immigrants.
I feel like he's so underrated.
He's amazing.
He's so good.
He's amazing. And this is a really emotional film. Terrific pick. Great idea.
Great pick.
Good luck competing with that, guys. Good luck.
Well, I mean, this...
Yeah.
Is a recent banger.
Is it, though? Is it, though?
What's drawing you? What are you thinking?
I like that.
I like it, too. I mean, it is Oscar winning, you know?
Just go for it. I say go for it.
We're going to take the whale.
The whale.
Yeah. Interesting the whale. Choice.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice.
Interesting.
I want to take the whale. Why? It's such a good movie.
Great, great performance.
It's a good movie. It's good.
Great
it's
performance.
Cute. It's cute.
It's cute.
It's cute. It's cute.
He's just trying to undermine our pick.
It's a cute pick, guys.
It's a really good pick.
I don't like this condescending attitude.
That's Anthony's M.O.
Dude, you're the king of sarcasm, right?
Sarcasm, but not condescension.
Condensation.
Say condensation. Bitch.
Damn,
bitch.
Man, still some great ones.
How many
on
picks
the board.
Are left? One each?
It's all right. I'm amazed. No, I'm amazed we haven't made fun of anything Blake said yet.
Yeah, it's just
haven't done anything wrong yet.
Not yet.
Keyword yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done 11 rounds.
Have we?
Yeah. Oh,
one. Crap. We're on our last
pick. Last pick.
Oh shit.
All right. Oh.
Should we do 15?
Yeah, maybe. Dang.
No, I think 12's good.
All right.
Because we're already an hour and 20 into this episode.
Yeah.
All right, I got a couple of ideas of what we can take.
Okay.
I just want to double check one more movie, you know, just to, you know, make me feel a little bit more comfortable with our final pick.
Right.
So, okay, I think we should, I think this is a pick that we can go with. What are you thinking?
I think that's a safe pick too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a great movie. We have an Oscar-winning performance in it. Terrific film, really original. Yeah, we're gonna go with Room, starring Brie Larson.
Okay,
fantastic film, nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, Screenplay.
Cute pick,
Pick. It's so cute.
Way better than The Whale.
Not to confuse people with The Room.
Yeah, I wish The Room was on this. I did not. Hey,
there was a Disaster Artist.
Yeah,
did not hit her.
All right, that's your last pick of the draft, guys.
That's it. Yeah. So
you know what? That's all.
I'm happy. I'm happy.
That's
with
fine.
This team.
All right, we get.
I can't believe we got the farewell in Minari that late.
Right?
Well, now we can talk out loud now.
Yeah, now we can say whatever we want because we can't come back.
Go ahead, doesn't matter.
Let's see. Under the Skin. Have you ever seen Under the Skin?
No. I was looking at the Disaster Artist.
Disaster Artist.
Disaster Artist is really, really good. But so like eighth grade's excellent, but I don't think enough people have seen it. Under the Skin is one of the best movies on this list, but I don't think enough people have
is
seen it.
Is the lobster still on the board?
The lobster is still on the board.
Wow. Don't help them out, bro.
Oh,
yeah. No, thanks, Blake.
The
Keep
lobster's
it up.
Great.
Keep talking.
Green Room is great. I feel like the lobster is a good pick.
Guys, yeah. Men still on the board.
Like I'm leaning the lobster. I'm also leaning. I love High Life, but not a lot of people. I feel like not a lot of people have seen that either.
The Bling Ring's up there, man. The Bling Ring's up there.
The Lobster
Equals is up there.
Tusk is up there.
Tusk.
I think the Lobster is probably the safest pick.
Yeah, let's take the Lobster. We'll take the Lobster.
The Lobster is the final pick of the draft. Now let's everybody give yourselves a hand. Round of applause. Everyone did a great job. Great job.
That was good.
So. Let's read off both teams so that our listeners can tell which team they like better. And we're also going to write the teams in the bio of this Spotify episode. So the Swiss Army Men have selected for their team Hereditary, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Ex Machina, Pearl, The Killing of a Sacred Deer, Aftersun, The Florida Project, Lady Bird, Uncut Gems, The Farewell, Minari, and Room.
Bro. Banger list.
Fucking
right
great
there.
List. I'm really happy with that.
Solid.
That's a good list. All right, next up, we have another very good list from Pearl's Pitchforks from a couple of smart guys over there. Yeah. Moonlight, The Witch, Midsummer, Good Time, The Lighthouse, The Iron Claw, Past Lives, The Zone of Interest, X, The Green Knight, The Whale, and The Lobster.
Solid two.
Those sleepers.
That's solid two. Well done. I think it's the late rounds that are going to make
I know.
A break.
I mean, if you look at our last three picks against your last three picks, it's pretty.
Right, but look at the middle rounds. I mean, The Lighthouse, The Iron Claw, Past Lives.
Yeah. Yeah, while we took The Sacred Deer, After Sun, and Florida Project, you mean?
Our three could be
no,
number one picks.
I say those three be... I say
tell
our
me,
three
so
beat
tell
your
me,
middle three.
Tell me, what about The Zone of Interest made you pick it?
It's an Academy Award winner for Best International Feature.
No, personally.
you already established I haven't seen The Zone of Interest. Doesn't fucking matter.
No, doesn't matter.
Doesn't fucking matter.
You live on a... You sit on a throne of lies.
I never said I saw it. Bitch. You're trying to get me, but you can't get me when I'm already getting myself. I'm just saying.
Didn't it win best sound design too?
Yes.
Yeah. Two Oscar winners.
Yeah. It's a double Oscar winning film.
Everything Everywhere All at Once won seven.
Damn.
Congratulations.
Seven wins.
We picked the best movie.
That's debatable.
Moonlight is the best movie A24 has ever made.
Hereditary is might be the best.
I can agree with Moonlight.
Even your teammate knows.
Right. Okay,
even your own list has Moonlight at one.
We literally took the best movie.
I like our list better.
I do like our list better.
Moonlight, though, I could.
Moonlight's a great first pick.
That helps you guys sleep at night.
Moonlight's a great first pick.
I think our list is better.
I am really happy with the Swiss Army Men.
Yeah, I agree.
Very happy.
Yeah.
For all Pitchforks, we're going to pull this out.
I think so.
Well, the listeners are going to let us know.
Yeah, they are.
Because you're going to all go on Spotify. You're going to vote for either the Swiss Army Men or Pearl's Pitchforks on Spotify polls on Raiders of Lost podcast.
And you're also going to check out Blake's takes everywhere on social media.
Absolutely. We just recorded with Michaela Jill Murphy, who is the voice of Toph Beifong in Avatar The Last Airbender.
Mm-hmm.
So
got
that
coming
will
out.
Be coming out next week. Make sure to check that out.
They can watch and listen to you guys everywhere?
Everywhere. YouTube, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, Prime, you name it, TikTok. It'll all be there.
Oh, yeah. Community Access Channel?
No.
Working on a Patreon.
Yeah, we need
that
going.
Get Patreon. We're gonna get that up.
Yeah.
Do it, man. Do it.
Patreon's great. We make so much extra content for Patreon. We have literally almost 300 episodes, and we get to interact with our listeners on a daily basis. Super fun. So highly recommend checking out
Patreon.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a great way to interact with the fans, too.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
But link's going to be in the bio of anything, so Linktree will be there for y'all.
Hell yeah. All right. Thanks for joining, fellas. It's so cool to have you in studio in Los Angeles.
Right?
Thank you so much for having us.
Awesome to be here. Like I said, one of the first film podcast I follow, so it is great to be here.
Fuck
it's amazing
man.
Studio.
Yeah,
beautiful
love
studio.
The studio,
we
man.
Built
the
it by hand from scratch.
That is awesome.
Thanks.
Amazing
with a box
studio.
Of scraps.
I kind
of
want
box of scraps. Tony Stark built this in a cave.
That's pretty good bridges. Thanks.
I'm not Tony Stark.
I'm not Tony Stark.
Yeah, you guys got a great podcast, so thank you again for having us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it so much. All right, thanks everyone for tuning in. Be sure to become a patron at patreon.com/Raiders of Lost Podcast. Leave those 5-star ratings and reviews, and see you next time.
That's my fucking line.
And take care.
See you next time.
This episode was executive produced by our chosen one patrons, Cody Moen, Andrew Hagen, Benjamin Cook, Calvin Murphy Griggs, Darian, Tyler McFly,
Mark Nikaj.
Our Chosen One patrons are our biggest supporters. Thank you so much. Thank you for watching Raiders of the Lost podcast. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, hit the like button as well, notifications for sure. Listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere you can listen to podcasts. And be sure to check out this other content we have on our YouTube channel.